Information farmers and ranchers need to know. AOA. Now back to Mike Pearson.
Welcome back to AOA, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. You know, one theme that has been brought up a lot on this program over the past 8 months has been the shifting nature of antitrust focus in Washington, D.C. We have seen a lot of industry competition and concentration issues get play in Washington, D.C., and this is true both in the ag space as well as the tech space. A number of bills have been introduced in order to alleviate this concentration, and Terza Duren, who is a policy analyst at the American Consumer Institute, has been digging into these different pieces of legislation. Terza, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk first, before we get into the legislation, tell us about ACI. What does the American Consumer Institute do?
The American Consumer Institute is a think tank here in Washington, D.C., and we are a research-focused and educational organization that focuses on a wide range of issues that affect the consumer.
And obviously, antitrust is one of those things that certainly impacts the consumer. Terza, in Washington, D.C., the way they're focusing on anti-competitive behavior for both tech and agriculture seems about the same. What are they trying to do to alleviate, improve competition, allegedly?
Yeah, so antitrust has taken a kind of shift away from the areas that it's focused on historically. And you can see this both in a wide range of tech legislation as well as a new bill that focuses on agriculture. And what we really see is we see a movement away from the focus on the consumer impact, and we see a movement towards the focus on the size of these particular firms. So whether or not that's targeting large agriculture firms and banning mergers only for large ones, or whether or not that's in the tech space where they target the big tech companies and strap them down with additional regulations. You see a movement away from the consumer impact and towards the codification of big as bad, which is just not always the case and outside the realm of traditional antitrust enforcement.
Yeah, it is an interesting way to shift focus from, well, this company is charging more, harming consumers, and that's why we need to go after them, which is the old way, versus, well, this is a big company, so therefore they're harming consumers. So on this front, Terza, we've got a couple different bills, PAMA on the tech side and Pharmar on the ag side. Let's start with PAMA first. What is this bill?
So PAMA It stands for Prohibiting Anti-Competitive Merger Act, and it actually expands to a wide range of industries outside of tech as well. And what this bill does is it uses an index that measures concentration in an industry, and it states that any mergers that would increase the concentration over 1,800 on this impact is automatically bad and automatically banned. And just for context, this threshold is pretty low in terms of concentration. According to the Department of Justice, industries can be at 2,500 on the same index before they're considered highly concentrated. And additionally, just for further contextualization of how low this threshold is, if you look at some data from the Brookings Institute from 2012, of the industries that they focused on, only one out of six of those industries was below the 1,800 threshold. So this bill would really establish a really low threshold for banning mergers and deeming any amount of concentration as anti-competitive.
And I think it's crucial to note the fact that this determination isn't made by consumer harm. It's made by a computer model that has these figures plugged into it. Terza, does PAMA have a chance of making it to the president's desk?
So PAMA hasn't gotten a ton of play individually. However, it is part of a larger movement to really change the antitrust landscape. So whether it's PAMA, whether or not it's a range of other bills, or whether or not it happens legislatively or through agency decisions or executive orders, we're really seeing a movement in antitrust enforcement, weaponizing it against these large companies. So whether or not it's specific bills, it's difficult to say, But the unfortunate thing is it's really part of a wider movement that is getting a lot of steam that would transform antitrust away from the consumer.
And one of the places we're seeing it pick up steam, or at least apply to a wider area, is in the ag side. Cory Booker has introduced the Food and Agribusiness Merger Moratorium and Antitrust Review Act, the FAMR Act. Terza, does this bill take a lot of that same sort of antitrust focus from the PAMA bill and bring it into ag?
Yes. What this bill does is it's another bill that focuses on antitrust and really codifies the idea that big is bad. What this bill would do is it would place a moratorium on vertical mergers for agriculture firms with over $160 million in annual net sales or total assets. So the overlap between PAMA and FAMR and a bunch of other bills that are going through right now is that it's really targeting and designing specific rules based on a firm's size. And antitrust has never been based on size. It's been based on behavior. So you really see a shifting in the antitrust landscape.
And it's interesting that no vertical mergers, obviously they're doing that to try theoretically and improve competition. But Terza, from the consumer standpoint, which of course is the standpoint you take at ACI, can vertical integration improve the consumer's experience in some cases?
Yes, vertical integration has been used to increase efficiencies, and it's moving away from this really ignores the consumer benefits that consumers can gain when a company reaches a certain size and can really take advantage of economies of scale. One of the things that consumers really value, specifically in the food and agriculture realm, is transparency of their supply chain. And according to the Food Industry Association, who completed some polling on this subject, about 64% of consumers would actually switch brands in order to go for a company that offered, or a brand that offered, more transparency. One of the ways to offer increased transparency is through these vertical mergers, is through integrated supply chains, because it makes sense. Because the fewer hands that a product really has to switch through, the easier it is to trace. And you can see that a lot in the farm-to-table movement that's become really popular. Consumers really like a transparent supply chain.
Absolutely. And of course, a lot of farms are vertically integrated to one extent or another, whether they're running cows and raising grain to feed those cows, spraying their own crops, or owning their own trucks. We can see this throughout the industry. And Terza, I'm curious. Senator Booker, of course, has taken aim at agriculture, consolidated ag, several times. He's introduced FAMR or similar types of legislation since he was elected to the Senate. But it seems like it's being taken a little bit more seriously this year in D.C. Is that your take on it as well?
Yes, that's exactly correct. Whether or not it's FAMR or another bill, specifically big tech has gotten a lot of focus as far as antitrust. Senator Klobuchar has introduced a couple bills that would ban self-preferencing and ban mergers over a certain size threshold. So there's definitely a lot more energy and effort being put towards antitrust. But again, whether or not it's in tech, whether or not it's in big ag, it's all part of this broader movement to really switch away from the focus on the consumer welfare and move towards the codification of big is automatically bad, which has not been historically the realm within which antitrust is used.
So we're seeing folks in Congress really grab on to this big is bad idea with regard to antitrust. But Terza, of course, the executive branch has a lot of authority in this realm as it stands today. Do you think the Biden administration is also taking this big is bad approach? Will we see more executive action on mergers through the rest of this term?
The Biden administration is definitely taking the big is bad approach, and you can see this with some of their activity. Last July, President Biden issued an executive order called Promoting Competition in the American Economy. And part of what this did was it called to look at big tech companies, specifically in terms of platform access and mergers and acquisitions. And then when you compare that to some of the legislation that Senator Klobuchar has introduced, you can really see them mirroring each other. So again, whether it's at the executive level, whether or not it's different agencies, or whether or not it's legislatively, this is a movement that is really, unfortunately, gaining a lot of speed, and it could end up harming consumers, harming some of the consumer benefits that consumers really take for granted, because big is not bad, and big in size and scale really allow firms and companies to better serve their consumers oftentimes. It's not always, but oftentimes.
Absolutely. It comes down to action. Any firm could be bad. Any firm could be good, regardless of the size. It's how are they treating their customers. In terms of, course, you're going to continue to dig into these issues there at the American Consumer Institute. Can you tell us, our listeners who are maybe just hearing about this issue for the first time, where could they go to learn more about the writings and the research you've done on this topic?
Yes, you can follow the work of the American Consumer Institute. You can follow us at theamericanconsumer.org. You can subscribe to our email there or our email newsletter there and stay up to date with everything that we're putting out, as well as find us on Twitter. And on Twitter, we're at ConsumerPal.
At ConsumerPal, folks, check that out. Yes. Keep this in the back of your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Pama Famar, the changing nature of competition regulation. It is a topic we are probably not done talking about for the immediate future. Terza Duran, policy analyst at ACI. Thank you so much for joining us here on AOA today.
Thank you for having me.
And folks, stick around. When we return, we're going to talk with Katie Muckenhern about the ACE conference that's coming up the second week in August. So stick around for more AOA after this.